And now we've reached the highlight of the show, our guest live in the studio, Max Dewdney. Welcome, Max, to the studio.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Pleasure's all ours, I'm sure. So he's a mine of information, dear listeners, but he starts as an architect and a designer, but now you're very community-based. So what was your background in getting into architecture and design work, Max?
Well, I was trained as an architect, and I guess our current practice, play, playfulness and curation underpins our approach, and that's partly because I come from a spatial design background.
Oh, right. What's that exactly?
Well, I started out, when I first set up practice, doing lots of exhibition design and working with galleries.
Right, so you're talking about galleries in London, or were you wider field than that?
Yeah, they were in London, and I worked with places like UCL Museums and Collections, who have their own galleries, so working with institutions and helping them display their work in the public.
Right, in the best possible light, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
So in terms of moving now, because you're very into the sort of community area of work, when you actually started, say, because listeners, I've got to tell you, he was the master designer of a wonderful little park just off Fulbourne Road. So how did that happen? How did that come about, Max?
It was a site that was empty. It was a small concrete area, about 200 square metres of land. And I used to walk past it every day and thought that there should be something there. So met with the councillors, had cups of coffee. After many cups of coffee, they greatly found some funding for this.
It's wonderful because, listen, it's a tiny triangular space where people used to just walk their dogs around the triangle and kids would be on the concrete kicking balls, and that was it. And now it's transformed into a 3D little park with climbing frames, garden pots, and I mean, it's just fabulous. So how long did that project take to, from the cup of coffee to actually getting it there?
It was probably about 2 years.
Wow, yeah.
And we started out by doing a public consultation. So on the actual site, we met with local people and in a way found out what people would like to be there. And yeah, one of the things that came through quite strongly was that it wasn't just for children, but that it was actually multi-generational space, so it can be for different age ranges.
Yeah, and that's certainly true, because I've seen mums sitting there, dads sitting there, some teenagers sitting there chatting, not using the swings, because the space is so pleasant, you know, it's wonderful. So is that a blueprint now for other parks on the corner of streets? I think it's a wonderful idea.
Well, it's an approach that we apply to our work, and we're currently kind of undergoing various other research and design in this area, because it's about trying to have shared spaces with kind of hybrid uses. So for example, in that park there's a library, there's a stage,
oh, yeah,
and there are planters as well as the play equipment.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing, because in our day, dear listeners, being the golden oldie that I am, we used to play marbles in the curb, but of course they're all cars there now. So the latest project is Corner Parks. In terms of your architecture, you actually did some studying in New York, and you came back here, your first love. So what sort of areas of work are you working in the borough, and does your work go wider than Walden Forest?
At the moment, we just finished a gate for Higham Hill Hub as part of a small start to try to develop that.
Right, and that's a fabulous gate. I've seen it. Wow.
Thank you.
You designed that, did you?
Yes, I did.
We've got a clever bloke in here today, listeners. So what else are you doing now in Walden Forest? Are they going to take that little garden project all around the borough, or is it a one-off?
Well, there's a wider scheme that the borough has been working on, which is Making Places, and there are a series of sites that residents have identified, and then there's been open competition.
Oh, right. That's great that they've got the residents involved, because if people are involved, they'll look after it, won't they? They'll see it as part of theirs, yeah. So where are you actually working now in terms of the next project in the borough?
Well, currently we're doing a feasibility study to think about that site and how it might be developed in the future.
Right, okay.
So we're working on that, and I've been selected by the London Festival of Architecture to do an exhibition in June, which is on play and identity.
Right, wow, that's a big project. And where is this going to be?
Well, that will be an exhibition based in the old Royal Naval College in Greenwich.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. That's brilliant, isn't it? And how many are involved in that project? It sounds as if it's quite big.
Well, that will be, it will generally be myself, and I'm proposing, you know, both my built work and some of my drawn work, so the kind of research work. And I'm going to show in that a Dutch architect, Aldo van Eyck, who built 700 playgrounds for Amsterdam.
Good Lord, 700? Any on the rivers?
I think they were everywhere. He was a very, very busy man. And that was actually an initiative by the council in Amsterdam at the time, and residents actually recommended those sites. So it was after the war.
Right. So is that where you got your idea to actually bring it home here, or had you carried the idea in yourself anyway?
Well, it's actually something that I was looking into when I was thinking about this project. When I was researching, I came across some of his work,
right.
And he designed a series of templates for these playgrounds that then could be rolled across the city.
Wow, 700. God, think big, Max. So, Max, do you actually, you're talking about the exhibition in Greenwich. I assume you pick up work from those exhibitions. But do you work domestically at all, or?
Yes, I work on residential projects and also on infill housing.
Tell me a little bit about infill housing.
Infill housing is dealing with complex sites, say in between two terrace houses or a backland site.
Right. Or an old garage.
Oh. And I won planning for a house in Lambeth, which we're going to develop into technical design this year. But also there are a series of sites that Transport for London have just released.
Oh, right. And what was their purpose about releasing that land?
That's to increase the density of housing, because they have about 120,000 of these sites.
Wow, that's a lot of them. So are they all going to be for housing, or is it a mixed use? Or
they're a mixed use, but I think there are a series of small sites, and they're encouraging, say, community development, so they may be alternative forms of developing or for small developers.
Okay, oh great, that's a nice mixed bag then. So off air, dear listeners, Max just threw in the fact that he's shortlisted for this project about a pop-up parliament. Now tell us about this, Max, go on.
Yeah, we're shortlisted along with four other designers, and the pop-up parliament is for the Architecture Foundation in Homerton, or in Haggerston Dock, and our concept is that we will create a summer parliament, and it will be used by the youth forum in Hackney.
Oh right, that's great. You're not going to have any spitting image little beings there that you could throw in the water, are you?
Well,
mentioning no names,
people may bring a few along.
And what's the timescale with this?
Well, we have to develop the design now within the next week, and then there's a competitive interview at the end
of
next week.
Wow, God, have you started it?
Not yet.
So it's no sleep for the next week.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's fine. What else are you up to apart from that?
Apart from that, we're also working on another infill housing project in Merton.
Oh, right,
which
okay.
has mixed use. There's an office and workplace downstairs, and then residential units above.
Okay. And when you say we, are you a collective? Are you a little organisation? Where are you based?
We're based actually in Ashwin Street.
Hackney.
In Hackney, yeah. In the Printworks in Dalston.
Right.
And we're a small team. And so we're a small team of five. But within the Printworks, it's actually a really nice place to work, because there are a number of other artists, illustrators.
Sounds a bit like a network. I remember the building well, because in another life, dear listeners, I used to work at Women's Media Resource Project, and they had the sound kitchen, making it feminist, and video lounge. Right, so in terms of where you're going to be after you've done this, after you get this pop-up parliament, because you'll have to, he's also involved in woodcraft, dear listeners, so what have you done for woodcraft?
For woodcraft, we did bows and arrows.
And he's amazingly, the fortitude you showed with those bows and arrows.
Yeah.
So real wood off trees, listeners, nothing from the carpenter's shop.
what's really great about woodcraft is it's kind of a time out from your everyday, and you make things, you do things, and it's actually a really nice kind of thing to do something completely different.
Yeah, to be very, very recommended. Max, it's been wonderful talking to you. So I know people will be interested in your work. So is there, do you have a website that they can contact you by?
Yes, my website is maxdewdney.com.
Nice and easy. Okay, and do you have the links on your website for all the things you're up to?
Yes, yeah. There's a news page, there's also a contact page.
Right, okay, that's good. And the two things that you're going to be involved with coming up in June and July, the exhibition, what, tell us about that a little bit.
The exhibition will be part of the London Festival of Architecture. That's going to be in Greenwich in June.
Right, okay. And is that, would that be up on your website?
That will be on the website,
okay,
as well.
Right, okay. And what about what you're up to, the pop-up parliament in July?
The pop-up parliament will be in the Hoxton Docks, if we are successful with that. And that will be open to the public throughout the month of July and the summer.
Oh, lovely, great. And whose idea was this pop-up parliament?
Well, that was our idea, so we worked with that. And
we've got a clever man in the studio as well, dear listeners, yes. Many hats.
Yeah, and I mean, our practice, we deal with residential work as well as community work, so we're open to look at any projects, and if anyone did want to, you know, pop by the studio, more than happy to have a chat with them, even if they have just a general interest.
That'd be excellent, because you were saying off air that maybe there would be a role for volunteers in the pop-up parliament initiative, you know, if it goes forward.
Yeah, there would. There's a sort of self-build element to it, so it's a very low budget. But there's actually a really interesting way to get involved, to help to craft it and actually build it, help realise it.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's really exciting. Get those, what's the images going, dear listeners, for that pop-up parliament. OK, well, thanks very much for coming in, Max, and I'll speak to you soon.